For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This was the final week of the state legislature's regular session. While the last days of the session didn't conclude with a grand finale of last-minute accomplishments like in many past sessions, for conservative members of the General Assembly, this was a year of signal achievement.
We started off with heartbeat, we ended with guns, so there are social issues on the front and the back, but we did a lot of big stuff in the middle.
State Senate Republican leader Shane Massey commenting on what he called a successful legislative session. Massey acknowledged that the new commanding Republican majority in the Senate paved the way for passage of two new laws that restrict abortion and expand gun rights.
We've said all year South Carolina sent 30 Republicans to the South Carolina Senate, and there were expectations that came along with that, and we delivered. And two of the issues on which we delivered were in protecting life after fetal heartbeat and expanding gun rights.
Although the heartbeat abortion law, which was enacted earlier this year, is on hold in federal court, Governor McMaster is expected to soon sign a bill allowing for the open carry of handguns if the owner has a state permit. Republican House Speaker Jay Lucas said following Thursday's adjournment that South Carolina's actions are in line with many other states.
I think to an extent, you know, you had national issues creeping down to state levels. I think you not only saw that in South Carolina, you see it in a lot of states. I mean, the same bills that we passed were passed by a number of other states this year.
The Senate's Democratic leader, Orangeburg's Brad Hutto, expressed regret with the focus of this year's session.
I'm disappointed that, quite frankly, the majority used their power to elevate abortion and guns and other issues and leave behind big issues. And we talked earlier in the year about the need for broadband in rural communities. We know the pandemic's going on. We missed opportunities to incentivize vaccinations. We're leaving town right now with the budget unfinished.
Hutto says his biggest disappointment was the failure of the legislature to enact a hate crimes law. Efforts to enact a hate crimes law were stymied by conservative religious groups, leaving South Carolina as one of the last states in the country not to have such a law. A bill that would strengthen penalties for major crimes committed out of bias against someone sailed through the House this session, but has been blocked in the Senate by a group of conservative Republicans who say they agree with the state's Baptist Convention and Catholic Diocese, among others, that fear a hate crimes law could lead to prosecuting Christian evangelicals for their stands on homosexuality and transgenderism. Freshman Senator Josh Kimbrell of Spartanburg.
You literally may have somebody who's criminally charged or at least have an enhanced sentence because of something they say on Facebook about their personal views on human sexuality or marriage or definitions of gender. That is a very dangerous road to go down.
The hate crimes bill was strongly backed by the state's business community. Greenville Chamber of Commerce President Carlos Phillips joined with other business leaders at the State House following adjournment and cited a poll of business owners in the state that found almost 75% of them favor a hate crimes law.
They think it's the right thing to do. They also see it as a real need for attracting and retaining talent and ensuring that diverse and inclusive talent feels welcomed here in the state.
Philip says the business leaders will renew their push for a hate crimes law in next year's session. Another bill waiting to be signed into law by the governor is expected to see the resumption of executions for capital offenses. The new law will allow persons sentenced to death to choose between the electric chair or a firing squad if the drugs used for lethal injections continue to be unavailable to states with lethal injection laws. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.